With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer Dick France's latest thriller is called Proof, and it deals with murder and a wine and whiskey fraud.
I've been researching it for about 35 years, tasting the wine here, there, and everywhere.
Dick France's is a former champion jockey who retired from racing in 1957 to write. He's produced some 24 mysteries. In Proof, his hero is Tony Beach, who runs a wine shop in England. Francis assisted a woman friend in opening such a shop.
We helped with the finances, and she was so helpful. It's exactly the same setting as Tony Beach's shop. She's also selling copies of Proof, and she sold quite a number. She advertises the book around the shop.
She's got copies displayed in the window?
Copies displayed in the window, yes.
Can't tell whether it's a liquor store or a bookstore.
Well, there are more bottles, but one or two copies of Proof around.
In Dick France's novel, Tony Beach aids the cops in tracking down the killers who have set up a scheme to substitute inferior liquor for name brands. Beach goes on a long pub crawl looking for the phony booze. Francis says an incident in the book involving a woman who operates a pub with a smoke-clogged chimney actually happened.
Chimney kept smoking. She was a bit of a sportswoman. She went and got her gun and she fired it up the chimney, and the soot came down. It covered everyone in the lounge. She didn't mind, and she said it cleared the chimney. Unfortunately, she died before the book came out, this woman, so I was going to send her a copy of it.
Dick Francis credits his wife Mary with helping to research and write his novels.
We both did this together. 37 years we've been married now, and we're both fond of a drop of wine.
Mystery writer Dick Francis, whose thriller Proof was published by Putnam's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.